It can be seen from anywhere, weather permitting. And it can always look down on you, in a sense. The nearest celestial body, held in gravity, and holding us as well, exerting pressure, moving the tide, marking time, always rotating, centered around us. The sun moves across the galactic distance, sure, but its attention is turned elsewhere. The moon orbits, it moves around us, and reflects sunlight, and changes that light. When we envision the light of the sun, we think only of seeing it through a dark lens or having to look away. Unkind and unwelcoming. And though it may invigorate us, it also speaks to the eradication of a dream or fantasy, revelation. And we can lose things in the sunlight so they are less visible, like the moon and the stars, blinded to fine details by reflected glare. By contrast, moonlight is safe, welcoming. Silvered on the surface of the water, for example, it shimmers with beauty and causes us to reflect. We can see the alluring shape, which pulls us in, makes us look within, and perhaps reveals another aspect of oneself. So as you shift your view and comprehend what moonlight might reveal, you see what you think is your true self, or at least one of your potential selves, and that is the sunlight view of you. For our purposes, we'll need moonlight instead. A lot of it. Turn your attention, with me, inward, to that place influenced by the pull of the moon. Normally only felt as gravity on the macro scale, there's also some psychological pull there. And by calling your attention to it now, we emphasize it particularly strongly. You will always be aware of the influence of the moon on your psyche, both in terms of its movement around the world and the light that shines down on particularly bright evenings. Firstly, though, the movement of the moon. Just think about it now.